Hey everybody, welcome to another Calendar Kids brought to you by Just In Livestream. This podcast is sponsored by Patriot Heating and Cooling. Call Scott Coolidge today for all your HVAC needs. Scott's a great guy, community supporter, and he will help you out. With us today, we have the big number 78 on the photo, third from the left, Mr. Ian Sheets. Ian, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. This is a great night, isn't it?
It is.
We are in the midst of fall football. We are in October. We're hitting 60, 70 degrees. How does that feel for practicing and games and everything else?
It's a lot better than summer. That's one thing I can say.
Yeah, it's not 90 degrees and humid.
Yeah.
It's 70 degrees. It's a beautiful day outside. Football's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite words, and fantastic. You hear me say it on a lot of podcasts. Tell you what, everybody, I am a football fan. Ian, welcome to Just In Livestream.
Thank you.
All right, out of the gate, Ian, you are the son of Aaron Sheets, correct?
Yes.
So, how's football going this year for you?
It's going pretty good. We're 5-2 right now. We got to win another game to guarantee a playoff spot, and we got a big game coming up this Friday against Hudson.
Yep. So, hey, this is coming out on Monday. They're playing Hudson Prior, so you know what the outcome is. This is homecoming. This is a big game, isn't it?
It is.
We have a good chance of winning, I'd say. Hudson's about the same place we are right now. Yep. And a great opportunity for New Richmond for the quote-unquote first year in Big Rivers with playoffs happening. We're sitting okay, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yep, we're a couple touchdowns away from being undefeated. And you know what? Ian, you play both sides of the field, right?
Yeah.
So tell me what you play on defense.
I'm the nose tackle on defense.
What do you do?
I basically line up right over the center, and I play both A-gaps.
Yeah, both A-gaps. So if you don't know, like back in the day, that used to be, that's gap 1 and 2, basically, back in the day. We call it the A-gap. You basically take that center, push them back, and if they're going to run through you, it's going to be you have a lot of arm tackling responsibility, don't you? Yep, because you got that guy, and you see right or left, and you're there for him. So you take up both A-gaps. All right, on the offensive side, what do you do?
I'm the right guard on offense.
Right guard.
The first guy to the right of the center.
Ian, as a right guard, what is your responsibility most of the time?
So it depends on the defensive front. Sometimes against an odd front, I'm doing a lot of down blocking onto their nose and going to the backer. Against an even front, I'm head up a lot of times, just blocking the guy in front of me.
And a lot of times with our offense, you end up zone blocking, right? That's what our offensive line is meant to do, is just zone block whatever the play call may be on how the guy is lined up with you.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Ian, I asked this of everybody. So in about 6 months, when you're having your graduation party and graduation, what are you doing next year?
I want to go to a 4-year college and study in a field of engineering. I haven't decided which field exactly. And then I also want to play football, and I'm not sure yet if I'm going to, but I want to.
But you want to. So, hey, there's a chance that you could walk on. There's a chance that you could just go get into your school that you want and then go play football and enjoy 4 years of school, right?
Yep.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. What led you towards engineering?
I've always been a big math guy. I've always been really good at math. Always sucked at English.
Ian, I have 6 kids. I have a number of boys that are not fond of English.
I hate it.
All right, Ian, so you play football, you play both sides. You have the blonde flowing locks that come out underneath the helmet. What other sports do you play other than football?
I'm in wrestling, and I throw shot put and discus and track.
How was wrestling last year for you?
It was pretty good.
Are we anticipating we're having a pretty good season this year?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think wrestling is one of the few sports where the Big Rivers Conference is probably easier than the Middle Border. So.
How come? Please explain.
Middle Border just has some schools that have always been great at wrestling, like Ellsworth, Baldwin, and Amory.
So wrestling isn't always the sport of choice for the Big Rivers Conference?
No.
Is there a coach or athlete that's made you be where you are in the sports that you play as a senior?
I think a big one is probably Austin Vincent. He was the center for the last 2 years. He graduated last year. And when I was a sophomore, starting at right guard on the football team, he was kind of there to let me know what I was supposed to do on every play. Because originally that year, I'd started out as only defense, and Coach Reardon, our O-line coach that came here that year, he saw me playing, and he wanted me to play O-line. So he took me over kind of like the week before our first game, and I ended up starting. Didn't really know what I was doing.
But you had Austin to help you out, yeah. Right? Kind of took you under his wing and said, hey, this is what we're doing, right? Yep. You know, every Calendar kid that we've interviewed has that person that they talk about that is somebody that helped them out, mentored them a little bit. And Austin Vincent's one of those people for you, isn't he?
Yeah.
That is great. Any hobbies outside of school and sports?
Yeah, I do. A lot of it is based on sports, so I like to work out a lot. I'm a big weightlifting guy.
Anything else that you like to do other than lift weights?
I do a little bit of gaming, and I work with my dad doing construction, but I don't have a lot of time outside of football and school.
Okay, so you have a pretty full plate, just working out, sports, being a student. It's takes up a lot of your time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Not much free time.
Not much free time. Hey, it keeps you out of trouble, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Ian. So we talk a lot with the prior student athletes that we've talked to about managing time. And you just mentioned that you do three sports, you do some weightlifting, you do a little bit of gaming, and you do some work with your dad in construction. How do you manage your time?
I think a lot of it is not wasting time. Like, I'll get home from football maybe 7 o'clock on a lot of nights. And then I have a few hours of homework, and then I might even have to wake up early, like 5:30, to go lift weights for football in the morning. So there's not much time to waste, and if I do waste it, I'll end up behind on schoolwork and other things.
That's one of the best answers I've heard, is not wasting time. One thing I mention to my kids all the time is your time is worth something as you get older, especially out of school. Not wasting time is a fantastic answer, because you only have so much time in a day, and with between school and sports and everything else you do, you still have to be a student first, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. And so you're taking that and not wasting your time and just getting everything done. So you're telling me you're pretty organized?
I'm not saying that.
I had to ask that, right? I'm sorry. All right. So we talk about with the student athletes, Ian. Give me one of your highs that you've had as an athlete, but you got to give me one of your lows as well.
One of my highs probably has to be my sophomore year going into playoffs for the first time, just the experience of it all, and beating up Moe's and Ian, my first ever playoff game. It was a good time.
A great team win.
Yeah.
Yep, 100% on that one. All right, so that was your high. Is that a great game? What's a low?
So probably my low would have to be last year, our first year in the Big Rivers Conference. We came off a huge win against Rice Lake in our first game. And then for two straight games, we just got completely destroyed by Menominee and Hudson. And it kind of taught us that we weren't as good as we thought we were, and we actually had to work harder in order to get big wins.
That answer is going to resonate, because New Richmond coming out, and like we mentioned, New Richmond coming out in the Big Rivers this year, because last year was a little bit of a different year with COVID.
Yeah.
Didn't have any playoff games or anything like that. It didn't have the Eau Claire schools as a Big River school. And New Richmond coming out in 2021, you guys have really shown that you're here. You're 5-2. You guys are a few touchdowns away from being 7-0.
Yeah.
No blowouts, and you were in every game.
Yep.
That's got to be one of your highs.
Yeah.
And I'm just talking to you as a person here, because we get to call your games. We get to call your games last year, and we get to call your games this year. And going forward, we'll call the games next year. And we look at it as New Richmond as a whole, being in the Big Rivers Conference, it's fun to watch. Man, I love that answer, that last year bugged you.
Yeah.
Did you put it into this year?
Yeah.
Did you work harder knowing, hey, it's Big Rivers. There's no time off.
Yeah, our team kind of got shell-shocked last year. We didn't really know what was going on. We didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, and now we know, and we're working harder.
At least you won the first game at Tiger Stadium. That's all I'm after. We called that game. We were super excited for you guys to win that one. All right, Ian, what is your pregame routine?
Okay, so I definitely don't run 2 miles. That's kind of crazy. But usually when school ends, I'll go with some of my friends that also play on the team. We'll usually go to Subway, get some food, and then we usually go right back to the school, get the headphones on, and we sit in the large forum at the school, completely dark in there, and just wait until Coach Larson comes in and we start meeting.
So it's just kind of a, not a reflection time, just kind of a you time.
Yeah.
Okay, Ian, so do you have any coaches that have just stuck out in your high school career, 9 through 12?
Yeah, I think Coach Reardon, my offensive line coach, his first year here was my sophomore year, which was when I started playing on varsity for O-line. And so I wasn't originally going to be an O-lineman going into sophomore year. I was planning on playing only defense. And basically, Coach Reardon saw me playing defense. He liked my aggressiveness and strength, and he brought me over to play O-line. And I started playing on O-line, and I ended up being a starter in my first year about a week before our first game. And he kind of helped me through. He taught me everything on O-line. I didn't know a lot.
Did he give you the confidence to go play O-line?
Yeah.
He saw it in you, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Ian, which one do you like better, O-line or D-line?
That's a really good question. I would have to go with D-line because I like hitting people.
Hey, that's okay. There's some people that are very much wired for defense and some people that are very much wired for offense.
Yeah, I mean, you can hit people on offense, but it's not the same.
Like, you can't take them down to the ground. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
You can, just not in the same way.
But just, well, yeah, not quite as legally. What advice do you have for athletes, the freshmen, the sophomores, even the junior hires if they listen to this?
You have to work hard. And the earlier you start that, the better it's going to turn out. You look at somebody like, I'll use Andrew Trandall as an example. He's trained hard his entire life. I know he lifted a lot of weights in middle school, which is something you don't see a lot here. And then when he moved here, he was way ahead of everybody else.
Ian, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate you being one of the calendar kids. Again, Ian is the big number 78 with the blonde locks on the calendar. Third from the left. Got his football jersey on. You can't miss him. I'm a lineman fan. I hope people get that out of me when I do this interview. It's fun to watch you play.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody.